This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Well, I think you are because you're listening to this radio show. I think it sort of answered my own question, huh? Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. And, of course, it's a very, very fast-moving news day. We've been talking about disaster capitalism, California style. And it was interesting in the last hour, we listened to quite a lengthy clip of the presidential meeting every morning that he has with his people, his staff. And we heard from Ryan Zinke talking about California fires and out west, basically, and how forests have not been managed properly. He made that very, very clear. And, of course, the president talking about school shootings. Soft targets. Go figure. Anyway, with us right now, though, is we have Anita Undersea. And Anita, can you hear me all right?
I sure can.
Well, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're going to get your partner here soon enough. But we have you with us right now to talk about your movie and what a movie it is. Why don't you introduce yourself to the audience, and because we're going to be kind of a long-lasting relationship here, I think, with Agenda 21 Radio.
Oh, yes. We're a perfect fit for Agenda 21 Radio.
I know.
my movie is called Revelation: Dawn of Global Government, and it is the basic premise of the movie is that there is a world government with globalists who want to take over our constitutional republic. And, of course, Agenda 21 is a UN-mandated agenda for the world, also Agenda 2030. And it is the arm to enforce all the different legislatures and everything to take over our country and the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, as of course, we talk about that all the time on this radio show. That's sort of the thesis as to what we're all about in terms of stopping it. What prompted the making of the... First of all, how can people get a hold of the movie, the website?
Well, this movie was made... there's a lot of different patriots in there, about 40 different major people who are experts in the field, much more expert than I am. Mark Collins is one of them, who I think you'll have on the show
right.
in just a few minutes. He plays George Washington. We have Charlie Daniels in there and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin and Alex Jones of InfoWars are all co-stars along with many other leading experts. But the website is revelationmovies.com. So that's www.revelationmovies.com.
No S.
And we're showing the movie free starting August 24th through September 2nd. So there's a 10-day free screening, and you just need to go to the site, register, and then we send you a link by email starting August 24th at 7 o'clock Central Time.
And you're the executive producer. What? And I want to get back to this. What prompted the movie? Because, I'm one of you guys, and it's kind of like people ask me all the time, what prompted you to do Agenda 21 Radio? To me, it's pretty obvious why I have to do it.
Once you find out about these things, you can't hold it in.
Right.
Or you shouldn't hold it in. And so my husband,
Hello.
Chuck Untersee, is the writer-director, and we both were working out in California, which is the mecca for film production, so that's why we were out there. And we spent our whole careers working in commercial film production, working for companies like Disney, Ford. I can't even remember. It's been a while since I was out there, but all the major companies. And then when we came back to Texas, is where we are now, and where we're from. We became aware of things that were going on. We thought it was only in California, but when we got back to Texas, we realized this is much bigger than just one state. And then we started to look into it and found out more and more and more and more. And Chuck was really upset, and he was trying to inform everybody we knew by doing it the old school way, which was printing out articles and putting in these massive books and saying, oh, you have to see all this stuff. And you know, everyone was running away from him. And so he was wondering, what should I do? What should I do? And I told him, well, I think he kind of sensed that there was something he should do. And the sense was tell the story, tell what you know. And he asked me, well, what does that mean? And I said, well, you are a filmmaker. Maybe you're supposed to make a movie. So we started collecting the people to be in it and convincing them that we were going to give them a solid point of view, and we weren't going to put them into a bad position. A lot of people are afraid if they speak up that their words would be twisted. And
mm-hmm.
So it took a while to gain the trust of these people and put them together in this film, and now we have all the problems in one spot where you can let your friends and family know, and some solutions as well.
You know, it takes a certain kind of courage to, people don't, you understand, I get it, to come out and say the truth. And you, I see this all the time. I get it all day long, all day night. It doesn't matter. The resistance to these notions that we all have in our heads about these totalitarians out there, but they're very real, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And there absolutely is a lot of resistance, and it's painful, even within your own family. It's really hard, and everybody listening to your show understands that, because it's counter what we're hearing anyway on the mainstream radio, so-called mainstream, mm-hmm. and television.
So how did you come up with the title for it?
Well, the other underlying premise of the story is Revelation is obviously the last book of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and prophecy about the end times. And in that, it prophesies that there will be a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world money, and we feel that we're seeing that now. And so there is an underlying theme of the movie, which is that as a people, as a nation, which was built on a foundation of Judeo-Christian principles, that we need to return to those principles, that we need to have a moral foundation. And without that moral foundation, we really can't continue as a country, because you can't govern yourself if you don't have the basic moral principles that were really intrinsic in mankind. Mm-hmm. So that's a part of, it's more than a part of, it really is the basis of our republic. It's the foundation of our government, and that would, I'm sure, be highly debated with anybody, a lot of people that you would speak to. Mm-hmm. But even Thomas Jefferson called this form of government the ancient principles, and he's referring to the Israelites as Moses organized the Israelites under the people's law, where it was a free form of government and liberty was the goal of it, and punishment wasn't overly just too much. It fit the crime.
Right.
And it was the first form of representative government where the tribes were broken into smaller sections, and each one had a then they reported to a little bit larger section that went mm-hmm. on up like that.
Well, hang on and hold on to that thought. We've got a break coming up.
Okay.
We're talking to Anita Oversee, and it's about Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, the new movie that's out. It's all about Agenda 21 and others. Those totalitarians are with us. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. The only constitutional movement to create a new state, New California, it's the only one in the nation right now. It's the only one since 1861 when West Virginia actually separated away from Virginia. Which is kind of interesting. And right now we're talking about Revelation, Dawn of Global Governance, or Government. See, I'm into the governance thing. Government with Anita Understree. I guess it's Untersee. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. I want to go back to this notion of how you came about getting this movie together, because this is quite an undertaking.
It really is. I hope everybody who's out there listening will watch the show. It's really a lot to get, because we talk about a lot of different subjects in there. We start with General Boykin talking about Marxism and socialism.
Mm-hmm.
He's intercut with a Romanian woman, Olaina Chita, who escaped the communist regime there and made it over to United States with her family, and only to get here and discover she saw some of the same things happening here that already happened over there.
Pretty oppressive regime that she escaped with Nicolae Ceaușescu.
Yes, that's right. Terrible.
Yeah. We've talked about him quite a bit on this radio show. I've known some people that have been over there, and were over there at the time when he actually fell from grace. Not real well, I might add, as you know, following the collapse of communism, which was well deserved. As a famous Wall Street Journal reporter told me, Roger Thoreau, he was a pig. That's what his, and he had interviewed him several times, and he said he was a complete pig. And of course, he treated people so badly. You know, it's kind of interesting. I guess you would say, of the East Bloc countries, he was like the Romania was compared to North Korea today.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's really frightening, and it's frightening that someone like her would come here and start to see those same things creeping in. And the idea that we would accept this, even our younger people think that socialism, so-called democratic socialism, is a good idea. It's just unbelievable that history could repeat itself like that and people not understand what the outcome will be, because it always sounds good.
I want to go back to your escape from California.
Okay. Not to say that I don't love California.
No, I know.
In any way.
Listen, everybody who escapes California loves California and wants to come back, and that's why we're saying, New California, you can come back, because we are the escape from socialism in California. That's the way we kind of look at ourselves. But the you made the trek how many years ago to Texas?
Yeah, in 2004, our house burned down, total loss, which actually turned out to work out pretty well. But
a total loss?
It didn't feel like it at the time.
Yeah, where was this at? Where was this at? In California,
we were up in Ventura County.
Oh, was it a fire of like we have here today?
It happened before the major fires that were around. We had a fire about a month later that was a major fire. This was our very own personal fire, and we weren't home at the time. And we were renovating a craftsman house that 100-year-old wood, and the painters left some rags in a bucket and.
Yep.
Wow, spontaneous combustion.
It does happen. Yeah, it does happen. So, but you made your escape then to Texas.
Yes, we did. And by the way, I'm getting a text from Mark who said he's
I know,
but standing by if you want to call him.
We're not going to do that on the air. We'll do it at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
All right. So go on.
Okay. I'll let him know. So your question was what
your escape from Texas to from California to Texas.
Well, so after the fire happened, we decided to come back to Texas, and that's what we did. So now we're in central Texas. The government here is a little bit easier to deal with. There's like where I am. There's no building code. No building permits or anything. The only thing you have to do is register your well, which is part of Agenda 21 again.
Mm-hmm. The water.
There's not. Right. And all those things are here. And of course, Austin is, I'm not in Austin, but Austin is totally, it's a California kind of government there. And really all the major cities in Texas are. But we have a good governor, and he realized, for instance, we had sent our gold out of state, and he decided he wanted it back. Well, that didn't work very well. They said, oh, yeah, you can have your gold back, but you have to pay the national debt first out of it. So Texas did not get the gold back. I think they have certificates for it. But we're not sending our gold out of state anymore. I think we have our own repository here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be. It's funny you mentioned that, but that's what New California we are planning to do. just sort of a little heads up out there for New Californians. We think that's a pretty important thing to do, since especially the land area will have a great deal of gold in the ground anyway. Just probably a better idea to kind of keep it for our own treasury. So the point that I'm trying to make right now in regards to what's happening, because a lot of people are fleeing California because of the oppressive nature. As you know, it's gotten much, much worse since you were here. And people are just fleeing like crazy. But the problem is that Agenda 21 and the issues that brought about a lot of this are worldwide. They're not just something that are found only in California. They're also in Austin, Texas, and they're also in St. Louis. They're in New York, clearly. I mean, these ideals, if you will, that these people are holding on to. You mentioned the water wells. You know, that's the first thing they do is take your water. And that's the first thing they did for you. You have no building permits in your county except for they have to register your well. That's that personal property thing. The government already knows. But that's the first step, isn't it?
Well, and we have the addressing system, too, with those blue, those beautiful blue numbers on them. And I think that's part of the international tracking.
Yes,
as
it
well.
Is. The blue UN color, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it really is insidious. And it's because people don't understand what it is, even... Most people just don't know, never heard of it, because they don't use, there's not a sign at the county that says, here's your Agenda 21 office. It's put under these pleasant names like sustainable development,
right,
things like that sound good, but just like the socialist ideas that don't have a good ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't. That's the key thing. I say that all the time on the radio show. Socialism and communism never ends well. It never ends well. And in fact, we saw how it ended back during World War II, because we just had a Nazi who was deported today, 95 years old, who had committed horrific crimes during the Holocaust. And he was just deported today. That's the ending of World War II. And look what happened there. You know, under socialism and communism. The people just, it's a good memory chip, actually, to have him pop up now at this point in time and what's going on in California and everywhere else. We're talking to Annette Untersee, and at the Revelation Dawn of Global Government, she's the executive producer. We're going to bring in one of the actors who was there, George Washington, in the movie, Mark Collins. He's coming up next. We're going to make sure we get the connection so we got all three of us on the phone at the one time. See if this works out for us. Anyway, so if you can text him and tell him we're going to call, and don't put us on... on record.
Okay.
So appreciate that. Anyway, Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And Revelation Dawn of Global Government is the movie, and you got to see it. And it's free right now. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Is to actually create a new world order.
Okay, anyway, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're having quite a bit of difficulty getting Mark to come on the phone with us. We're going to try and work this out perhaps in the next couple of minutes. And what I want to do is get Anita back on. Anita, you're with us, right? Right?
I am.
Okay.
I'm
apparently
here.
Mark is not. And I don't know what's going on here and why this is happening, but anyway, we're going to get it all straightened out here in a second. And Mark plays George Washington in the movie. Why don't you explain that to the audience?
Well, we have several different historical reenactments in the movie and several places where Mark as George Washington speaks about different aspects of the Constitution and the founding. We also have the Alamo with Travis and the drawing a line in the sand. We've got a World War II reenactment talking about the beaches of Normandy where Charlie Daniels, it was funny when we were filming Charlie, he came on the set and said, I've got a little poem I'd like to share with you if that would be okay. And Chuck was, sure, go for it, Charlie. So he talked about when 1944, when he was 7 years old, and his family went to the Methodist Church in Georgia to pray on June 6th, which was D-Day. And he talked about, are we going to live our lives, our comfortable lives, and dishonor the blood spilt at Normandy, Valley Forge, Gettysburg, Shiloh, or the jungles of Vietnam and the deserts in Iraq? Are we going to forget about all those people who have sacrificed their lives for us and just let our republic go down like that? And so Charlie says, I'm not going to give up without a fight. He said, a fight to the finish. I'm not going to let these scumbags steal my country. So that's a part of it. Also, we have a reenactment of Muhlenberg, who is the pastor of the Revolution, talking about how the pastors were the spokesman, really, for the Revolution. So I get confused because Revolution and Revelation are very close.
They're totally different. Yeah, it's a different thing. It is a very, very different thing. The movie just came out, or you're bringing it out, officially when?
Well, we're showing it free now, and just from August 24th through September 2nd.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
Mark,
press 2 to erase.
See, that was
record.
That message.
Press
that
3.
Oh boy. Anyway, so we're going to stop. We're going to keep with that. Keep going.
Are you still there?
We're still
here.
We're
not getting rid of your
time permitted for recording your message.
No, not too much right now.
Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
This is part of the Skype problem, apparently. This is what happens when you're put on message service.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
No, we're not there.
If you are satisfied with
we're
your message,
there.
Press
me...
1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
Okay.
Hey, yes.
Are you there?
Hey, Mark's there.
Mark's there. Okay, wow.
Your message has been sent.
There you go. Mark, you're there, right? You can hear us.
I am here.
Okay, well, yeah, so that's great.
That was an interesting intro.
Yeah, that's what happens when we're Skyping and someone, the phone goes to message rather than answer. So anyway, okay, so Mark Collins played George Washington in the movie, and of course the thesis of the movie is really the dawn of global governance, and it's an introduction. It's a big introduction in a big way, and again, trying to wrap your arms around all this stuff with global governance, especially if you've been somebody who has not been wedded with this or understand it, it's a very, very difficult thing. And there's a lot of resistance. And, you know, a lot of the resistance that we feel here at Agenda 21 Radio is similar to how somebody like Alex Jones feels. Now, Alex is much more, and you guys did a segment on him, which I wanted to talk about in a second. But this whole notion is so difficult for people to understand initially if they've never heard about it. And of course, you know, the epiphany that happens to some people is I get the epiphany effect. And when people finally understand and they come to the radio show and say, oh, we get it now. You know, we get it. I'm sure you're probably starting to get a little bit of that, aren't you?
Oh, sure. Yep. It's a hard transition.
Yeah, to believe that people could do these things is another thing. Anyway, Mark, tell us a little bit about you. You played George Washington. What was your role?
You know, it was very much an honor to be a part of this project because as we look at, you know, global governance, you can go back and read Washington's farewell address and many of the writings of our founding fathers, and they were warning us to stay away from the things that we are now entangled in. You know, Washington said, you know, he warned us about getting into foreign entanglements. He warned us against big government. He warned us about the party system. of how that would be used against the people.
Mm-hmm.
And people in power would begin to not represent the people, but the party. And boy, were they reading our mail.
boy, howdy, especially out here in California, we have the mono-party system.
Yeah.
We don't have two-party systems. We don't have three. They just did away with that, actually, in 2010. And, of course, it makes it a lot worse now because, you know, very predictable election results and things like that. It's just kind of like they've done away with that. And, of course, that was a great comment, a great revelation that he made about foreign entanglements and the party system. And look what we have today in California and other parts of the nation, such as Illinois.
And so back to what I had shared with you earlier, you know, Washington said one of the greatest endeavors we could ever undertake is to train our youth in the science of government. And that is the missing piece. And, of course, that is one of the core desires of our film, is to get people to really understand, you know what, maybe I do need to start paying attention to these things. Maybe I do need to teach science or learn government as a science.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are causes and effect that can be measured precisely, and for the different types of government that are thrown out there. And slowly the entire world is becoming an oligarchy where an elite few is going to tell the rest of the world how to live. And that's what we are seeing in global governance.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing, the little trek that we're on here. And you see we see it in California more than ever before. Other states, of course, if you take a look, you can see the evolution as it's actually progressed in other states. You know, this whole notion of having 50 states or different states and the grand experiment, each state is its own, experimental zone, so to speak, in governance and everything else. But if you take a look at the evolution of how this has gone, you can go and see what's happening in Chicago today.
Yes.
Complete breakdown.
Almost to the point of anarchy. Yeah. The breakdown, the dysfunction, and of course, government needs to step in and fix all of these things. You know, that's the plan. You know, like Obamacare is designed to fail, so they can say, look at these mean insurance companies. We need to go and help you all overcome them. And then we end up with a single-payer system, just like they've designed from the very beginning, have been marching toward.
Right, right. So your role is Washington, and I guess, you know, I've seen the pictures of you. You look like him.
Yeah. God does have a sense of humor, but it's been great to be able to play that part.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting thing. Well, it's nice to look like the character you're playing.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, tell them about the life mask.
Yes. On my business card, and you can see it online, there was a man that was building me a website, and I sent him some pictures, and he went and found the life mask, which there was a sculptor named Haldon that came to Washington and said, look, if you will allow me to make a life mask of your face, you'll never have to sit for another portrait artist, which Washington hates. And so he agreed to that, and so this website master had taken the Haldon life mask, a photograph of it, and one of the pictures I had sent him, and basically split the face in half and put them together. And it's pretty uncanny how close it actually is. Most people can't tell. They'll hold the card up and say, which side is you? So it's pretty amazing how that has opened a lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
In film and speaking around the country. And my heart is to remind a forgetful nation, you know, of the foundation of freedom and faith and liberty that's been given to us. As Benjamin Franklin said, if we can keep it.
Right.
And that is the question.
Yeah, a republic, if we can keep it.
Yes, a republic, madam, if we can keep it. Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't understand, and I was speaking at a group last night again, and I get this all the time when I talk about we are not in a democracy. This is not a democratic country. We're not supposed to be a democratic country. We are a republic. And nowhere
I get in about 60 schools a year, and in just without fail, get in a public school, and I'll ask them, you know, young man, young woman, what form of government do we have? And they'll raise their hand. And 100% of the time, they say democracy.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm trying to get everybody in the media world to stop it, because you hear everybody, you know, of course, this is the what they want you to believe, is that we're a democracy, and we're not. You know, a democracy is a dictatorship. Of course, California is getting into a democracy, monoparty system, you know.
Yes.
That's yes. A sure sign. And then you have a dictator as a governor who spent, you know, another 8 years being governor again as a repeat. And that was all a fraud, by the way. We're discovering that. People are discovering that. I've known about it for years, but people are just now realizing the governor is serving two additional terms when he shouldn't be. What's wrong with that picture? You know, there's been a lot of political chicanery going on to do that, of course, and driving this one world global governance, which is what George others have warned us about. And, you know, the interesting thing in the New California movement, that's what, when we started really looking into how do we do actually make a state, it's really pretty clear in the directions of the Constitution how to do it. Some people don't understand it because it's written in 1783. And, you know, the government has changed so much, and the world has changed so much into the abyss, as I would call it, that they forget where we came from and those founding fathers and what they had designed for us. They forget the original design.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. You know, and the sad thing is, I've heard it's even worse in California. In a lot of schools, they are considering taking American history out of the curriculum to make more room for studying for the test. A nation without a heritage is easily manipulated, according to Karl Marx. And that's where we're headed.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully that's not going to... I've seen that for myself as a superintendent of schools, and I saw that play out very, very well, UCLA leading the charge to change American history in a big way, and they've continued to do so. They get into the book publishers, and, of course, then it becomes a whole different issue. You've got these large book publishers that are really driving a lot of this as well, the One World Order agendas business. That's a big problem. That's why homeschooling and things like that as options to teach the truth about American history is really, really critical. And I really appreciate your role in that. And you go out to how many schools a year?
Oh, between 50 and 60 schools a year. Yeah.
And how do they take that discussion about a Republican form of governance?
Oh, you know, on more than one occasion, I've had a teacher come up and said, you know, I really appreciate what you said. I've learned more about my government in the last 45 minutes than I did through 6 years of college.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, and that's mission accomplished when I hear things like that. Or the fifth grader that writes me a letter after I've been to their class and said, you know, thank you for showing me your sword. I did not know the Constitution was so important to me. And I'm like, yes. Yes. We captured one back. Mm-hmm. We reclaimed one. And so pretty amazing. And, you know, I will say, to confirm what you said, I'll go to homeschool groups or to Christian schools, and I'll ask them, what form of government do we have? And almost without fail, they say a republic.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of great, dedicated people that understand what's at stake, and they're teaching the right things.
I want to do a quick question about Alex Jones, because he's been one pounding on the table here. You know, it's interesting how they're right now trying to shut him up in a big – and us, too. We've lost sponsors actually here recently in the last couple of weeks, which is kind of interesting because of our stances against one world order and governance. And we've been very, very vocal, of course, Agenda 21 Radio. We're hitting a lot of nerves, obviously, out there with this corporate world. And so they've decided not to sponsor us also, two sponsors in particular, based upon that, you know, we fight against these globalists and these totalitarians. But Alex Jones has... Some particular poignant things to say. Anita, can you address that?
Well, Alex has scattered throughout the film with some really great things that he's said, and I admire him because, yes, he's very emotional, and sometimes he gets off the track, but for the most part, he has been responsible for waking people up, and he has just been out there on his own for so many years trying to tell about all these different areas about Marxism, socialism, Agenda 21, the Federal Reserve, privacy issues, Common Core, states' rights, all the things that we cover in our film. And so I fully support and admire him, and that I've heard people say, you know, well, Alex is in your film. Alex was, you know, they come up with different things to marginalize him, and I just he's one man standing a lot of times by himself, and it's a hard road. He doesn't have a board of directors or a PR company telling him, oh, you're going to make somebody mad here. He doesn't care. He says what he thinks is right. And sometimes he gets it wrong. And, you know, but that, to me, that's the essence of free speech. And I've been corrected on, you know, the Facebook and Twitter and those places are private companies and they're allowed to cut you off. But I'm not an attorney, obviously, so I don't know.
Right.
I don't know about the what do you call them? When they're all, I can't think of the word. It seems like they're a monopoly, so there ought to be some kind of.
Yeah, there's going to. I really believe that the president will actually look at these as monopolies and will actually start to bust them up. If you know what I mean, I think that's really what they're going to do. I don't see any other way around it, actually. I really don't. Okay, so listen, tell us how we can get involved with the movie, because this is really important.
Well, tell everybody to go to www.revelationmovies.com, and there you can see the trailer, and you can register to get a free link starting August 24th through September 2nd. You can watch the movie. You can share the movie throughout that period. And it's our way of trying to spread the message about what's important to us, which is our republic. So, and this is a way to be a high-tech Paul Revere. We can spread the message of freedom and liberty with this film. So that's the plan. It's revelationmovies.com.
In the Dawn of Global Government, Revelation, the Dawn of Global Government. It features Alex Jones, Mark Collins, who we just have been talking to. And I definitely want to have you guys back on. Charlie Daniels is on there. And I like General Boykin, I think, is I've used him as a source many, many times back in the Benghazi days and other things. We were able to get information from him. And you know, see, we go into that sort of thing too. You know, so
these
things that, and by the way, I want to definitely at some point in time, we got to get Mark back on to talk about what happened in Texas, because he was actually engaged with that church shooting in Texas in Sutherland Springs. And we covered that from wall to wall. And again, Antifa, gee, a nice little globalist outfit they are, right?
Mark? Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we got to run for time, and we're definitely going to have you guys back on maybe within the next week or so, so we can get some more information out about the movie. And thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for all you do.
Well, thank
you.
We do. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Thank you very much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We're going to be back in just a minute. After the break, so stay with us.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, Revelation, the Dawn of Global Government. We just had Anita Underseat here, and also Mark Collins, who plays George Washington in the movie. And they were on, just fantastic. This is incredible. They're going to be with us in the next week or so. Because this is I think a very, very good movie that points out what we're dealing with right now, and certainly what we're dealing with in New California. It's just amazing the things that we don't know and that we all need to know, especially at a time like this. That's why we do Agenda 21 Radio. I know it's – listen, why do we do Agenda 21 Radio? I mean, really. It's a labor of love, yes, but it's also a shout out to tell everybody and warn everybody about what's going on out here in the real world and the influences on us and how we can resist it, how we can, you know, make it change. And of course, that's what we're doing right now in New California. It changes so much, New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A little bit of an update. We haven't really heard too much anymore about what is going on with Molly. Just to sort of bring you up to date, if I got some time here, I'll say something about Molly and what is going on. Yeah, here we go. Let's see if they've got something. I'm going to quickly, if the internet's going to work for me. I don't think so. They don't know anything yet. They haven't got anything on there about where she's at or where. They found her in Iowa. We know that. But anyway. Hey, listen. Stay strong, America. I mean, gosh. You should be proud Americans out there. We are exceptional Americans. And don't forget that anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Good luck.
they're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.